My next question for you is, I see that you were in the Peace Corps.
Right.
And you mentioned something in a couple of comments I read about your history. You mentioned that travel and searching out of your normal environment was very important to you coming back to your studies and, and moving forward with,
With that. Yeah, into my teaching.
Yeah, so what would you have to say to maybe like some people who might be getting into activism and social groups? As what would you give as some advice or suggestion on the best way to explore and find out what you want to get into?
It depends on their situation in life. You know, somebody who's an adult, has a family, is very unlikely to be able to pick up and go someplace totally different. For my undergraduate students, most of them are young, most of them are unattached. They plan to go to graduate school at some time. But I always tell them before they go to graduate school, they should take some time off and go out, live in the real world and be adults.
Yeah, yeah.
And they could do that in New York. But something that really adds to the experience is if they go to some place totally different from what they've known before. Now, of course, a lot of my students are immigrants, or if they were children of immigrants, they probably visited their parents' home country. But even then, you know, you're there in the situation of the family. You're not necessarily looking at the world around you. And I think to find some kind of project where you go someplace and live there for a period of time, and you have a job or you have a location in which you're doing something where you're interacting with the people who live there, that can be an extremely eye-opening experience. And I have encouraged a lot of people to do that. Not very many have, but there was one I saw at graduation last year, and she said she was going off to China to teach English. So, and that partly part of her reason for doing it was because I had said, you know, you should do something like this. So I felt very pleased that she had done it. Now, if you're talking about adults who have a family and have to earn a living, obviously that's not possible. But I would say that for them, it's more a matter of getting out in their own community and finding other people who have similar goals, who may or may not be similar racially or in terms of being rich or poor, but who want to work together and who will take people outside of their immediate necessities, outside of their job, outside of their family, and involve them in looking at their own communities and seeing how they can try to make things happen.
Great, great. Last question for you. We're going to get out of your way.
Okay.
We're talking to the millennials in the community that are coming up, and they want to make a change, and they want to stay relevant. And you've seen a lot of things come and go through the years, I'm sure. What bit of advice would you give to them as far as a way to stay rooted in the community and to be able to do things that are going to be positive to help flourish as well as give back?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Probably the main thing is to be prepared for a long haul. Don't expect to solve all your problems in 6 months, and don't get discouraged when you don't solve your problems in 6 months. If you are working in the middle of a supportive group, a lot of people who are working towards the same thing, you may find at certain points that you need to take a rest and leave other people to continue, but then come back, you know. You also may find that other people need your encouragement to keep it up. Now, this obviously depends on you're working with a group and you have goals and you have to have strategies. The strategy, you have to figure out what is the best thing to achieve the goal you want. The strategy might be through elections, strategy might be through demonstrations in the street, the strategy might be through confrontation with the government, the local government, probably not the necessarily, it could be the federal government too. And all of these things are available for people to do. Sometimes you do them in combination, sometimes you pick out one, but you really need to think about what is it that is going to meet your needs in your situation. And that's something that people have to decide collectively. They just have to figure out what's most likely to work at any given time.
Great, man. We thank you for your advice. I'm sure it's going to be helpful to some of the people in the community as we try to move forward and try to make change. Have a great holiday season.
Okay.
We'll see you next year.
You too. Come back. Yeah.